as we welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. That put up or shut up rock and roll trivia game this hour.
Here it is.
There it is. It's bizarro. You'll play me, Chris Kelly, not Chris Dim today, so there's a chance at real money. Half of it could come from our next guest, Lisa Lanier, who's our official attorney of this program. I've cost her a lot of money over the years.
Yes, you have.
I can tell you that. She's with us today for Lawyer Up. Hello, Lisa. How you doing?
I'm digging coins out of my couch as we speak. I'm ready.
I know it.
That's the proper attitude.
Got to. Yeah. There are so many stories today. We just came across one, and Dave had an interesting question. I don't know if you've heard about this woman. She's from Kinston, North Carolina. Rhonda Devers, I believe is her name. She went to a restaurant. She accidentally left her credit card behind on the table. And before she could get back to the restaurant, after realizing she had left it to get it, one of the employees there took a photo of the front and back of it, put it up on a Facebook page, and said, "Does anybody know Rhonda?" Great news. She was charged $2,000 fraudulently. I mean, of course, a lot of people started using her credit card almost immediately. And she says she's on a fixed income. Somebody's got to handle this.
I couldn't believe that they did that, but I was sick thinking that I might be responsible for all those charges. It had been used a whole lot of declines, but a whole lot that went through. I live on a fixed income, and there's not like there's extra money every month to cover those bills that somebody else charged on my card.
Now, Dave says that the restaurant should be under some sort of legal obligation to pay her the $2,000 in charges because they put her credit card up on a Facebook page. Is that anything under the law that they have to pay her back?
Well, I don't think that we're even going to get to that is the problem, because the credit card company is going to reverse those charges and take care of it.
Good.
I mean, they don't. It's very common that this sort of, not that the posting on Facebook, that was just, you know, straight up stupid, but the stealing of numbers happens all the time, especially in restaurants. A lot of times people go use their card in a restaurant, somebody takes a picture of the card or copies it down, next thing they know, you know, they're charging up $3,000 at Best Buy, happens all the time, and they just reverse those charges, and then retailers end up with a lot of losses from this. They're called chargebacks. And they're the ones that really get stuck. But no, I mean, nobody's going to go after the restaurant. I mean, it was dumb. And if for some reason, you know, there was no way to recover, you know, if her credit card company for some reason had some other policy, then it might be a different story. But that's not going to happen.
Okay.
In these situations, Lisa, that you talked about, let's say I saw the credit card. I saw this poor woman's credit card front and back and used it to buy a pair of shoes or went to Best Buy.
Mm.
Do I still get to keep the stuff even though I should not have gotten it in the first place?
Well, you should. I mean, they're going to try to, you know, to hunt it down, but they're not going to be able to. I mean, that's, you know, the problem is that somebody comes in, if they've made off with the merchandise, they're gone. You know, I mean, the store has legal recourse to get the merchandise back because, it, you know, it's theft and that person has committed a crime, but they're never going to get it back.
Okay. We've got to be better people.
Technology needs to be better, too. You get to the point where you don't like handing your credit card to people, take it and back to run it. Bring the damn machine to me. They make that technology now, especially in restaurants.
Yeah,
and they're gone. But when people come from Europe and they're like, "Where are you taking my card?" They're like, "We would never stand for that."
We do facial recognition is, I see it more and more in different apps. And that certainly makes things more safe. I would think it seems more secure.
Agreed.
I heard Costco is going to a facial recognition for membership when you walk in, so you don't have to show them your card.
Oh, Kelly.
Oh my goodness,
Kelly! You're gonna love that. That's where I'm at. I don't know when it's gonna hit our area, but
I bet your picture on record is your fat face.
Oh my God!
Yeah, you're gonna have to get a new picture.
Yeah, which one are they gonna use?
My picture's fat. Well, they sure use fat face for every billboard I
You'll
see.
You'll never
I'll
get
tell
in.
You that. I'll tell you this.
You'll never get in. This isn't you.
This isn't you.
Let me tell you this.
Impossible.
I see Lisa Lanier on billboards. She looks fantastic,
doesn't she?
I see myself on billboards.
That's young Lisa. No, but that's young Lisa.
You look great. But it's fat, Chris Kelly. And I keep telling everybody here, can we change that billboard?
Nah,
no.
We're really getting hits.
Cost too much money.
Yeah, it's really working. Billboards are really working.
Yeah, that face is like a warm, comfortable shoe. That's what we all want to see.
That's right. And plus, my expressions look like I don't know what's going on.
Well, you know,
it's awful. It's absolutely awful.
Who's that heavy mook? It's the number two radio personality.
I'm the number two radio personality in this area, and I'm the. That's what they call me, the heavy mook.
Well, if you're so mookish, you'd be number
not
one.
Right. There's another guy today. Can you cut him some slack is the question. He's 27 years old. He's from Costa Mesa, California, and he's facing charges for threatening to kill a doctor. But he says, and his name's Robert McDougal, he says that the doctor gave him near constant diarrhea. Here he is. He's ranting about it up on his social media.
Jared, do you think that there's a moment that goes by where I don't think about your face and hurting you and hurting you? Jared. Jared is the one. You, Jared, are the one. This was the course of my life. The course of my life, the course of my treatment for my ulcerative colitis. I was about to try Stelara and Xeljanz together, and he just destroys, shatters the life that I had.
He had a surgery 4 years ago that involved removing his colon, and he claims that wasn't necessary, and because of it, he has diarrhea at least 15 times a day.
I mean, he sounds like he's in agony.
Yeah, right. Right, he's real.
Yeah, he's in agony. Yeah, and it's and what the surgery, it was a pretty radical thing to do. The guy took his entire colon and his rectum, so his small bowel just dumped straight out of his body, and it means that it's liquid and it's highly acidic, so it's painful and it creates a constant like rash, where in his bottom, you know, it's just,
oh my God,
it's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy, and it's uncontrollable. It's not like, I mean, he has no control over it. So he can't be far from a bathroom. He's just got it, you know, and he is. He's miserable, but he has apparently lost his ever loving mind over it because he has gone, I mean, cuckoo over this and has like prolific, awful, awful videos and messages that he has bombarded this doctor and the doctor's family with.
Mm-hmm.
And he, I mean, I want to shatter your bones to pieces.
Mm-hmm.
You need to experience levels of pain no living creature has ever felt.
Damn.
I mean, he's very descriptive about what he wants to do to this guy. And he talks about his fantasies about doing all this stuff to him. So there was a restraining order put out against this guy, and then he violated it. He wasn't supposed to do this stuff anymore. He moved from California to Washington State. He's now been picked up and charged with a couple of felonies. Pretty serious. It's a felony stalking as well as a felony domestic violence violation for violating the restraining order.
Wow.
He's facing up to 10 years in prison for this stuff. Now, the guy has, you know, in the course of the last 4 years while he's been going through all this, he's had a lot of other terrible violent outbursts. And a few years ago, he was at a community college and a teacher gave him a B in chemistry and he went berserk and had to be physically removed by security from the campus. So then he came back, and he slashed all the security vehicle's tires.
Oh, my God.
He keyed racial slurs, because apparently the security guards that took him away were African-American, so he scratched these cars with racial slurs. I can't talk.
Mm.
And then he also, in 2022, was charged with assaulting a police officer. So this guy's really—he's very unhinged, I feel kind of bad for the guy because it's what happened to him was terrible. But you know, but he can't do all that.
But that might make me crazy.
No kidding.
Yeah.
But he's got to. He should have brought a lawsuit against the surgeon. You know, could he have done that instead of, you know, stalking him and all those things?
You know, I watched this guy's videos. I posted one of them on my social media for Linear Logger. I read so much about this guy, and I could not find anything about where. But my guess is that he probably looked into a lawsuit and found that he didn't really have one.
Mm.
Because he had ulcerative colitis. And I believe that if you have really advanced ulcerative colitis, that one possible treatment is to remove a portion of your colon, if not your entire colon. So, I mean, I think it was a judgment call that the doctor made. He consented to it. He probably looked into it, and he didn't really have a strong case, and then that's why he's just continued to.
I feel bad for him too. It's awful because now if he really were to go to prison, he's got that condition.
A double nightmare.
Now he's living in prison with this. Ooh, I feel so bad for him.
Imagine being a cellmate.
Oh, I know. It's so awful. I mean, listen to the way you describe it. It's just terrible. I mean, no winner in this
situation. All of those other items, the slashing of the tires, that happened before the procedure.
I don't know, I think it happened after. I think he's
driving him crazy.
He's generally unhinged,
I do cut this guy some slack. Now, he's done some terrible things, but I do cut him some slack because look how he's living.
But he is a danger to himself and others, it sounds like.
It does, yeah. It's terrible. The next story. Now, full disclosure, I'm on the side of this woman who's bringing a lawsuit. She's from Long Island, New York. 2 years ago, she bought some pistachio ice cream from Cold Stone Creamery. And when she looked into it, she looked at the ingredients. They include water, ethanol, propylene, glycol.
Mm.
And two food colorings, blue and yellow. Blue one, yellow five.
They're the best ones.
You know what she didn't see in there? Pistachios.
Yeah.
Of any kind.
You know what blue and yellow make?
Green.
Green. Ew. And she's got her eye right on the mango coconut, same way. So she is saying, I'm looking right at you, Cold Stone, and I want pistachios.
Where are the pistachios?
Where are the pistachios? And I think there should be actual pistachio nuts, like in a, you know, a butter pecan. You have real pecans. So she's brought a class action lawsuit against Cold Stone Creamery, which is one of my favorite places. What do you think about this, Lisa? What do you think?
Well, so far she's winning. And I have to tell you, aside from the fact that it doesn't have any pistachios, that sounds straight up nasty. It sounds like frozen cancer you're eating. I mean, what the heck?
Objection. Objection. Move to strike.
I'll allow.
You can't put that on the sign.
You're not going to put it on. You're not going to advertise it.
God, that sounds
like
awful.
Frozen cancer.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
She's also complained in her lawsuit about their mango flavor, their coconut, and several others that contain none of that. Matter of fact, I think it's all that same list of cancer ingredients that you just mentioned, plus some different food coloring. I think that's pretty much what it all is.
Yeah.
So the judge has already, so there was an initial round of motions to dismiss. The judge has already knocked those down, and he seems to be on her side. The judge said the defense had a great argument because there was a whole line of cases that came through the federal court about vanilla. If you know, it was ice cream cases where they said these are vanilla ice cream, but there was no vanilla in it. No vanilla beans. And in that case, the ice cream company won because the judge said, well, vanilla can be an adjective. And so, vanilla is not just a noun.
Uh-oh.
But here the judge said, wait a minute, pistachio is not an adjective. And it is only a noun. So if you say pistachio, there better be a noun pistachio in that ice cream. And so the judge really seems to be on her side. So I think she's going to win. And there you go, Kelly. Maybe they'll get
finally
pistachio for their ice cream.
Finally.
Or more likely, they'll just put the word flavored.
Flavored.
On it.
Pistachio flavored ice cream. Right.
Because if you buy, by and large, if you buy strawberry ice cream, just a half gallon, there's no pieces of strawberry in there.
Depends
right?
on what ice cream you buy.
Something Breyers
I know, but some of them have it, but most probably don't.
Breyers does.
Yeah, but you pay more for it. They'll put pistachios in it at the ice cream store, and you're going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of
just put the word flavored. Pistachios are expensive.
But nobody wants to put that in there, pistachio-flavored ice cream. I mean,
well, they'd make it real small.
That's the difference between a $3 cone and a $7 cone. Mm-hmm. That's expensive.
But you should. Yeah. I think you should have to write the word flavored no matter how small.
I agree, but who's going to buy that? Yeah.
By the way, a little fallout over this. Okay, eBay.
I like pistachio.
You going to buy the glycerin?
Likes pistachio.
Sure. You're frozen cancer?
Frozen cancer. They write that real small.
You want a cup or a cone?
Now, listen, there's some real fallout over this.
Frozen cancer.
Okay.
Because they sing at Cold Stone.
They do,
that's right.
Frozen cancer.
Now, when we first brought this story up earlier in the week, Chris Dibbs said he liked banana ice cream. That was his favorite. And there's not actual bananas in banana ice cream.
By the way, I've been hammered.
Bombarded. First of all,
there is.
Several people said, what kind of loser orders banana?
Yeah, well, first there's that.
This child ordered banana.
Banana
is terrible.
What are you, in the hospital?
But then several people have said, well, if you go to cookout, they'll put banana in their banana ice cream.
Yeah, they slice it to order.
Slice it in there.
That's fresh.
Exactly, that's fresh. Not in a
shake.
Yeah.
Or in an old-fashioned ice cream maker. My grandpa used to make banana ice cream. Mm. You think that's nasty, right? As a kid, I was like, what in the world? But then you taste it. Oh, unbelievable.
So good.
Unbelievable.
Oh, that homemade ice cream is the best.
Yeah.
I mean, my grandma made a cancer flavor that was out of this world. She put her cigarettes right
Marlboro,
in there.
Marlboro.
Yeah, there were chunks of Marlboro.
Some Salem Lights.
There's no Marlboro in this.
Don't you see that?
Yes, there is. You put a Lucky Strike in there.
But I've never seen banana ice cream in the grocery store. Have you?
I don't know that I have a gallon.
I think you got to do it fresh. You can't do it at all.
It's in Chunky Monkey.
Bananas are in Chunky Monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
That is banana flavored ice cream.
With chocolate and walnuts.
Okay. Right. Biggie, you have a.
You know who I feel bad for here is the Cold Stone worker, who after this lady does win this lawsuit, will be there and she'll come waddling in all. Look what I did. I told you I was going to do something about your pistachio ice cream.
She'll be there every day until they change the sign.
And that guy's just probably like, oh, here she comes. I want to see it. I told you I was going to do something about it. You didn't believe me. I got to find a new job.
That's audacity.
Now give me the mango pineapple.
You'll be
taking it to the lab.
That's the one that's next. That's next. There's another story. I was the only one taking this guy's side. His name is Isaiah Lee. You probably won't know the name, but you'll remember what he did. At one point at the Hollywood Bowl a couple of years ago, he attacked Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle was on stage. He said some things this gentleman did not like. Isaiah Lee jumped up on stage and tackled him. Now, of course, that's wrong. But what he says happened was Dave Chappelle's security and his entourage dragged him backstage and went way too far in giving people like Jamie Foxx and others the chance to beat up on him.
Did the man have a weapon when he charged the stage?
He had a knife that looked like a gun that fell out onto the stage, and he said, I was not going to use it. He just had it. All right. Now, he's wrong in every possibility of the word, of course. He was sentenced to 270 days in jail, but what he says now, and he's suing the Hollywood Bowl, because he says their security, A, allowed him up on stage, and B, allowed the entourage of Dave Chappelle to drag him backstage and take shots at him.
I'll give you 5 minutes before we call the cops.
I said, now, if that's true, and I don't know if it can be proven, I don't think it's right that the security said, yeah, have at him, once they had him subdued. Any chance he wins anything here, Lisa?
I don't think so. He's, you know, he's done something very bad here, and then he's trying to blame a bunch of other people for it. And then, and one of the major tenets of his lawsuit is that they should have warned about the offensive nature of the jokes, that the facility failed to warn that there were potentially triggering jokes, and that's crazy.
Yeah.
And so is, you know, security let him up on the stage. They absolutely did not. Mm. And, you know, I mean, it's pretty common. I get a lot of calls from people who were thrown out of bars, and they say, you know, the bouncer was too rough with them or whatever. I'm sorry, you know.
Oh, really?
And drink, have another drink. Yeah, no.
No kidding. No. You can't.
Lisa won't take your case.
Oh,
like
my
that.
Goodness. Yeah.
No.
I was the only one going, but they hit him.
But
so yeah, what? Heard him. You ran up on stage.
With a knife.
And you can't say some of these jokes will be triggering. I mean, you just get what you get at a comedy show, I guess.
You know who you're going to see.
Yeah, you know going to see Dave Chappelle. The a story today about a trucker, interesting one to me. An accident left a driver named Douglas Horn with chronic pain, so he wanted to try something he'd seen advertised, a CBD-rich medicine that he thought would help him with his pain. So he bought a hemp-based product called Dixie X. I don't know it.
Dixie X.
It does not contain THC, the active ingredient in marijuana, but after he took it, he failed a drug test and lost his job as a trucker. So he's suing because he says, hey, you said it didn't have THC. Now I lost my job. I'm with him, Lisa. What are your thoughts?
So, he got an attorney and they had it tested and it absolutely does have THC in it, even though it clearly says on the label that it does not. Mm-hmm. The thing, though, that I don't know if he's going to win, because they chose a very interesting strategy to file a RICO action. RICO, you typically think about as being, you know, it's the racketeering federal law that you think about criminal charges being brought against mobsters and drug dealers and things like that who interstate traffic, you know, either stolen goods or, you know, do money laundering. Here, they're using a little-known civil aspect of RICO that has typically not been applied in this situation. And that's the reason they're doing it is so, you know, let's say he made $100,000 a year as a truck driver. I don't know what he made. Uh-huh. Then that's the extent of his damages, you know, until he could reasonably find another job. So that might have been, you know, just a matter of months that he could have found another job. Might not even be a full year.
Right.
So that's pretty limited. So under RICO, though, you can get treble damages, which means three times your damages. Uh-huh. So I think he's doing the RICO route because of that, and I think there are some, I think he can get attorney fees and some additional damages that he didn't think he could get going the other way. So what has happened so far is that the federal appeals court has said he can go forward, which is kind of a reversal. They haven't usually allowed this type of action, and now it's been appealed to the Supreme Court. So we'll find out if RICO can be used in this way.
So it's pretty, I was interested, but it seemed cut and dry to me, but you're right, they're going around about it kind of a different way.
It's a novel approach.
Yeah. I am.
Oh, RICO.
What a docket today. She was all over everything. We didn't get to a couple of stories. She was so good.
It happens.
It does. We'll have them on the docket for you next week. Boy, that diarrhea guy's going to stick with me all day, I'll tell you.
Oh. Diarrhea guy, I'm telling
don't
you.
Google it.
don't Google. Do not.
It's interesting, all the stuff the guy has said. It's pretty fascinating.
Oh, my goodness. Lisa Lanier, our official attorney, best in the business. Look for her billboards. She looks fantastic on there.
Young Lisa.
LanierLawGroup.com, HireAHeavyweight.com if you need her. Great to talk to you as always, Lisa. Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too. There she goes.